We're going to start out with a very special guest. This is the month of May, and this is also Cystic Fibrosis Month, Awareness Month. And I have a very special guest. And, you know, as we're talking about the COVID-19 of the world and a lot of the physical challenges that people have related to or unrelated to, another significant challenge that people have, we all have different challenges, whatever they may be physically, but one is in the area of cystic fibrosis. And I'm so pleased to welcome on the line Ms. Laura Bonnell. And Laura is a mother of two college-aged daughters who, in fact, do have cystic fibrosis. And she's a former news reporter here in town, a veteran in the news wars, if you will, in the great city of Detroit, one of the greatest news towns in America. And she's now started the Bonnell Foundation, and living with cystic fibrosis in 2010 after seeing a need to help families. Laura Bonnell, good morning, and thanks for joining us into the conference room. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Great to talk to you. Doing well. Thank you.
It's so good to hear your voice again. And first of all, I want to say to you, happy Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. And I know that we're doing these interviews remotely for obvious reasons. And I trust that you and your family are safe during these difficult times as well.
Yes, everyone is safe. Everyone is quarantining. I have one daughter who's in Michigan quarantining in her apartment. And the quarantine for people with cystic fibrosis right now is July. It's different from the general population. And my other daughter is getting her master's degree and graduating, you know, not graduating, but graduating without a ceremony as well in next month. And she's in London, England, quarantining there.
Wow. Wow. Well, congratulations to the daughters. And tell us about you getting engaged with this Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And before you go getting involved and talking about your involvement with it, explain to the listeners, start at the very basics, exactly what is cystic fibrosis, and then how did you get involved with the foundation?
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease that causes chronic and fatal lung infections, and it interferes with digestion, and it affects every organ. So you could get diabetes as somebody with cystic fibrosis. It just impacts every part of your body and every phase of your life. And it impacts everyone from white, black, Arabs, everyone. There isn't anyone that isn't affected by this disease. There are 30,000 people in the United States that have cystic fibrosis and 70,000 worldwide. And it is considered a rare disease because that's anything under 50,000 is, considered a rare disease. When my daughters were born, I noticed that there wasn't really anything for parents as far as support went. And I thought at the time, I really need to start a foundation that helps families and parents. So it took a while because I didn't start it for the Bonnell Foundation Living with Cystic Fibrosis until 10 years ago. But in those 10 years, we have helped so many people, almost giving out $500,000 at this point in financial assistance, financial grants, and college scholarships.
Yeah. You know, and I remember, it's been your life work for a long time. And I met you several years ago. We were doing some other things together, obviously, when you were a news reporter. And just to watch you flourish and watch you really just become a leader in Michigan and beyond. I've been tracking you on social media. You've been in Washington, D.C. You've really done some incredible things as it relates to this foundation focused on cystic fibrosis. This has become your life calling, your life's calling, hasn't it, Laura?
Absolutely. From the beginning, and radio was fabulous because it gave me the voice to talk about cystic fibrosis. And now, you know, the connection between the cystic fibrosis community and COVID-19, it's like the whole world is speaking our language now. We fast-track vaccines in the CF world. We work with the FDA, and now everyone is kind of understanding all that the CF community deals with. So it's very interesting. The CF community is doing quite well in the midst of COVID because we are so good at quarantining on a regular basis. We are wearing masks on a regular basis, and there is so much quarantining that everyone is doing well. I would say where this impacts our foundation is that fundraising literally came to a halt in March, understandably, because people were concerned about their future. So as a foundation, that's kind of been our top concern right now, is coming up with creative ways to still raise money and still do events. And we're going virtual. So we've had to change some dates, and but we're still going ahead virtually.
Well, that's a sign of the times, and it's called pivoting that business and pivoting to the nonprofits. And certainly we want to do things that are safe, and certainly the way to go right now is to do things virtually. I mean, we're doing this phone interview. We're doing this radio interview virtually right now. Everybody's doing this for obvious reasons. Now, I got to ask you, I want to understand, so both of your daughters, correct me if I'm wrong, but both of your daughters have cystic fibrosis. Is that correct, or just one?
They do. Both of them do. You have a 1 in 4 chance with each pregnancy that you could have a child with CF. And as I came into the cystic fibrosis community 25 years ago, Molly's 25, I didn't realize that there is such a high number of siblings that have cystic fibrosis.
And that's going to be my question. It's got to be so, I mean, to have one with that particular challenge, it's got to be certainly, a unique thought. But to have two, my goodness, that's got to be very rare. And, when you first found out, before you move on, what was your reaction, let alone one, and then having both with cystic fibrosis as a mom, and of course your husband as well? What was the initial reaction back in the day?
Well, initially you're concerned because you don't know anything really about the disease, even though I did work with Dr. Francis Collins when I was doing some public relations stuff before I was even married, and knew about cystic fibrosis. And now he is the head of the National Institute of Health. So I always had a connection that was like my life pattern. But when I found out, we were devastated, but only for a day, because my husband and I, we were like, well, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to make this work? And it was education and just moving forward. And the girls will tell you, they're so much happier that they both had it than if one had it and one didn't, because they can totally relate to each other.
You never thought about it that way. And talking about the education and awareness, by the way, we're talking to Laura Bonnell, and she's with the Bonnell Foundation with Cystic Fibrosis, and the focus on cystic fibrosis, and doing a wonderful, wonderful work with her foundation, a nonprofit organization that she founded. And talking about awareness, there's a resolution that was recently approved by the House to make May this month officially Cystic Fibrosis or CF Awareness Month. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it is so important that we have Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, because as you said, Mark, it raises awareness, and it's a good time for people to also raise funds for the CF community. Representative Jim Ellison and Representative Mike Mueller, and Representative Mueller, his sister has cystic fibrosis, but they presented a resolution in Lansing last week, and it was approved again, Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, and they were wearing purple masks and purple shirts, so it was fun to watch them all socially distanced on the House floor and bringing up this resolution, and it just raises awareness so we can talk about this disease. And when we were talking about that, originally we were going to have a Jimmy Choo fundraiser in the month of May. That we moved until next month, and it will be virtual. And then our celebrity baseball game is July 26th. If we're able to play, we will play in person. If not, it will be virtual. And then also our Night of Hope Gala, which is in September. We're planning to do that virtually as well, because I don't think that it's going to be okay to gather with 200 people, especially in the CF community at that time.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, so we say that May is CF Awareness Month. Is that just for the state of Michigan, or is that nationally as well?
It's nationally, but each state does bring a resolution so that it is officially CF Awareness Month. Yeah,
so, and we all across the country. Yeah, and I think that distinction and clarification. So if we talk about CF and we're talking about cystic fibrosis, and clearly this month is important bringing awareness to it, what are some of the misperceptions that people may have or as it relates to cystic fibrosis? So in other words, you know, certainly there may be some myths that you can certainly debunk. So what are some of the myths or misperceptions that people have when it comes to CF?
Well, I think people know about it, but don't know everything about the disease. So I think just continued education. I think people think that, you know, that everybody with cystic fibrosis is going to die, but that is not the case. And especially now, since some new drugs have come out, it's changing it from a deadly disease to a chronic illness. I also think that people who see people with cystic fibrosis coughing assume that it's going to get them sick, but this cough is to clear the mucus in their lungs, and that's why it's really important to cough. Now, however, it's very concerning because people are afraid of other people coughing, and that is, of course, you know, completely understandable. But we've talked to several people with CF who, of course, are masked and will say, hey, I have cystic fibrosis. So, but it's yeah. Things like that.
Yeah. Rick, you've been very patient. 1980 in the Superstation. Rick from Detroit. Thanks for calling to the conversation with Mark Essie and Laura Bonnell. Rick, what are you thinking?
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks to Laura. I'm somewhat familiar with this effort. It just happened to have been one of those odd acts of activism and volunteerism that I studied. I started doing this back in the early 70s, right? And what she brings out is just so important because the people who are impacted by a problem have such a unique view of what's missing and what's needed. When those people come forward and they bring the experience of actually going through it, of actually making the calls, of actually seeing what services are available and what can be done better and bring that out to us, that is meaningful work because it allows you to be part of alerting and fighting and solving problems that impact you at the most personal level. And every time I think about it, I can't go past how important it is for everybody to have an opportunity to express themselves to solve those painful problems that impact their lives and a way to coordinate that. And I just want to say thank you again to her and the many people who bring to light the need for certain nuanced solutions that are just not on the table without them. When she is no longer here, fortunately, it looks like the foundation and maybe some of the family will be able to continue to make a continued effort to raise people's consciousness about this stuff. That's real education. That's real organic education. And I just want to say thank you. And of course, Mark, May3.com. But this is the kind of stuff that we need. Funnels for getting and handling those incoming first-party claims, they feed that continued organizing and problem-solving. Other people impacted right, as they get connected and work this stuff in a model. So thank you again. Thanks, Mark. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Rick, for the call. What are we going to Well,
that's
I'll give you 15
seconds. Where does Rick live? We need him in our foundation.
Rick lives in Detroit.
And we're going to do more. And I have to say, this brings up another point, Mark. The Federal Heroes Act needs to include quarantining for people with underlying conditions. And this is actually exactly what Rick's talking about. The Heroes Act that the feds put out doesn't have help for people with underlying conditions. And this might mean something like where you allow a parent of somebody with cystic fibrosis.
Well, I want you to hang tight, Laura. I got to take a quick break, so just hang tight. We'll talk about what's next for you, okay? Hang tight. We're in the conference room with Mark Essie and Laura Bonnell. We'll be right back.
Sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Detroit.
Seems to me, girl, you know.
Like in the conference room with Mark Ashley on his happy, happy Memorial Day weekend. Every Sunday morning, I post this song. I post this message on Facebook. By 9 o'clock, you go to my Facebook page. I simply say, what do I say, Lionel Richie? Hang on, go ahead, Lionel. What do I say? Here it is, right here.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
All right, all right. Easy like Sunday morning on this holiday weekend. We have a very special guest. It's Laura Bonnell. And she is from the Bonnell Foundation. We're talking about cystic fibrosis in our remaining woman's war. What I like to do is just kind of look ahead. And with this pandemic that's taking place, talk to us about this the cystic fibrosis and this new normal for people with cystic fibrosis during a pandemic. Is there any different? You know, how have things changed for those fighting cystic fibrosis during these difficult times with COVID-19?
Well, it will be challenging, Mark, because people with cystic fibrosis will not be able, even when the quarantine is lifted, to get on with a, quote, regular life because, I mean, we're going to have to be masked until there's a vaccine. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. People with cystic fibrosis cannot go back to work. It depends on what the job is, but they just cannot be around everyone else that could be asymptomatic. So that's huge for people with CF. And not everyone is following the rules. So that is also a huge concern. So really, I think a lot of people with cystic fibrosis will be working from home, hopefully, although both my daughters lost their jobs because their employer wouldn't allow them to work from home. So will unemployment then be continued for people with cystic fibrosis past July? Because, and for anybody with an underlying condition, those are huge concerns for not only people with cystic fibrosis, but anyone with an underlying condition going forward.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, that's difficult to hear, you know, losing a job because they certainly have the opportunity to continue for working from home and things of that sort. It just shows you the challenges that, you know, people are having, certainly in like this pandemic that started this COVID-19. And right before we went to break, I kind of rushed you off the phone because we were going to break. I was up against the clock. And I want to give you a chance one more time to talk about what Rick had mentioned earlier in terms of exactly what your foundation is focused on. So why don't you go ahead and restate, I want to give you the ample amount of time to restate what you were saying before we went to break so that people catch this important information.
Oh, well, thank you. No, we're doing a lot of fundraising. We are selling masks that say CF Tribe on them. We have hoodies and shirts and trying to continue the fundraising. And now as people feel a little more stable, it is picking up, but we've rescheduled Jimmy Choo fundraiser that was going to celebrate our 10 years, and that will be virtual, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. That'll be June 6th, and in July, we have a celebrity baseball game against the Royal Oak Police, and that will go on as planned July 26th, and we might not have a crowd there, and we'll be wiping each bat with Clorox wipes and keeping everybody separate. That may be the case. And we'll go virtual with that also. And then we're also doing a virtual event in September, the Night of Hope event. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And honestly, we just keep thinking, what's the good coming out of COVID-19? Virtual event, making it part of a regular event, that will never go away. I see that as such a plus. People from California can now join in. And people in the CF community that couldn't attend will be able to come. So we're just going to run with it. And we're glad that the community is embracing it.
Well, before we go, Laura, please give us the website that people get more information and contact you as well. What's the contact information, including the website?
People can go to the website, thebonnellfoundation.org, which Bonnell is B as in boy, O-N-N-E-L-L. They can email us at thebonnellfoundation@gmail.com. And phone numbers are hard to remember, but 844 cystic fibrosis is our phone number, so they can get a hold of us either way.
Laura Bunnell, you are the absolute best. I applaud you. I mean, you have put your heart and soul into this organization. Again, I've known you for several years. I'm proud of you. And just congratulations on a job well done. I truly mean that.
Thank you, Mark. You know, I appreciate your support. It means so much. And to everybody that's listening, thank you for helping us share all of this information, Mark. I really appreciate it. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome. Glad to make it a great day. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend as well. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.